merging two hot new programs, analytics and management, as well as online delivery so that you don't need to leave the workforce, NYU Stern has created a new exciting entry in the Masters in Management and Data Analytics space. Let's learn about it from Vice Dean for Online Education at NYU Stern. Welcome to the 306th episode of Admissions Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you show that you both fit in at your target schools and are a standout in the applicant pool. The result? You get a message one day that causes you to jump up and down shouting, "Yes, I'm in!" And not only in, but in at the best program for you. Before we dive into today's interview, I want to mention a resource at Accepted that can help you prepare your statement of purpose to a data analytics program or a master's in management program or any kind of graduate program. Download 5 Fatal Flaws to Avoid in Your Grad School Statement of Purpose to learn how to avoid the 5 most common mistakes that we see in graduate school statements of purpose, as well as some tips on how to write a statement of purpose that makes your story memorable and highlights your qualifications for your target program. We'll link to this valuable free resource from the show notes at accepted.com/306. Our guest today is Dr. Kim Korfman. She is a professor of marketing and NYU Stern's Vice Dean for Online Learning and Academic Director of Stern's MBA in Fashion and Luxury. She has served as Vice Dean for MBA Programs, Academic Director of the Langone Part-Time MBA Program, and Coordinator of the Doctoral Program in Marketing. Needless to say, she knows a ton about management education and, of course, NYU Stern. And as I mentioned today, we're going to talk about Stern's brand new MS in Quantitative Management. Dr. Korfman, welcome to Admissions Straight Talk.
Thank you, Linda.
So let's get started. What is the Master's in Quantitative Management at NYU Stern, and can you provide an overview?
The MS in Quantitative Management is an interesting combination of things that we'd never done before and that we designed for a market need that we didn't feel had been met. It provides people who don't have business degrees with the business essentials. So it covers essentially all of the subjects you would get in an MBA core with an emphasis on analytics. Now, the idea isn't to create computer scientists or engineers, but to help people become professionals, become more able to use data. There's data everywhere now, and very important to their professional success will be knowing how to ask for data, how to analyze it, and how to make decisions on the basis of it. So that's the content that we're addressing.
So it's like an MBA core plus analytics. Okay. And it's online, right?
It's online.
So you can attend from anywhere. Right.
You can attend from anywhere. There are 2 very short residential immersions in August, the 1st August and the 2nd August, a year later, during which they will have a chance to meet their cohort and do some very interactive face-to-face parts of some of the courses that benefit most from that. But the rest of it is online. So it not only fits well with working professional schedules, because they can do it from wherever they are, it means that we can reach people all over the world.
True. Now, business analytics master's program have been mushrooming like rain. And we've had a lot of rain here this winter in Southern California. And the number of master's in management programs have also been increasing. How did NYU Stern decide to combine analytics, management, and online in one very distinctive program that a student can complete in 20 months, right? It's a lockstep program, right?
It is a lockstep program, mm-hmm. and that's one of the reasons they can complete it in 20 months and accomplish those things.
Right.
We could have developed an online master's in management, which is sort of a typical, mini MBA type content, but are very sensitive to the fact that most of our MBA students are finding their careers benefit most from more analytics than anybody ever thought they needed. And so this is true regardless of the functional area you're going into. It's not just information systems. If you're in finance or marketing or operations, it's really in demand everywhere. So this is the new business essentials is how we look at that. And because I suppose any working professional has a lot of demands on their time, and pre and early experience folks don't have greater demands than anyone else. But this will make it much easier for them to do. Within a given week, it's self-paced. There are deliverables due each week, and there are optional synchronous Q&A sessions each week with the faculty members. But otherwise, they can work, you know, during the day, in the evening, whatever works for them. And from any location.
I realize that the undergraduate degree in business is not a requirement for this program. What kind of coursework do you want to see? I mean, if I'm an English major or a music major, is that going to be an issue?
No, we love English and music. Absolutely.
I like it too, but is it going to be prepare me for your program?
Yeah. We'll be looking for people who know how to do well in whatever they've chosen to do in the past, mm-hmm. who have taken courses that challenge them and they've succeeded in them, and who know why they're taking this program. We imagine that many of them will have begun a career in business of some kind, or that's what they're targeting a little later down the road. But social science, liberal arts, natural sciences, engineering, we'll take anything.
Okay. But do you want to see quantitative coursework in their undergraduate transcript?
Not necessary. Okay. However, they are required to take the GMAT or the GRE. So they do need to have quantitative aptitude, and that's where we will learn that.
Right. Okay. And what else are you looking for in the admissions process?
We are looking for applicants who know why they're doing this. So it needs to fit with their objectives. And mm-hmm. we don't expect people, especially early in their careers, to know exactly what they're going to be doing or want to do for the rest of their lives. But we're looking for people who have a plan, yeah. and this fits into it. Also, who are good community members. One of the things we're very proud of at Stern is it's a very collegial environment. All of our programs are. And this program may be online, but that doesn't mean it has exactly the same needs. And not just when they are in person, face-to-face during the immersions, online as well. We're building a community.
Oh, yeah. Definitely accepted as an entirely virtual company. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can get to know people very well without being face to face.
Absolutely.
You know, and you do develop a community and a culture and all that.
Yeah.
Online as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. And we will expect them to do work, schoolwork together, you know, study together, projects, yes. case discussions, the whole usual lot of things.
Now, on the website, the MSQM is listed as an early career program. Can you define what you mean by that? And is relevant work experience optional? What is the maximum amount of work experience that you would consider?
Okay. We don't require any work experience. So we're open to applicants who have just graduated from college.
What about summer internships?
Required? No, not required.
No? Okay.
So no particular academic background, no particular professional background.
But a plan is important.
A plan is very important. We want to make sure people have reasons for doing what they want to do.
Okay. So what is an early career person?
Early career could be someone who wants to end up in a business career and hasn't begun yet.
Okay.
It could be somebody who has an entry-level job right out of undergrad. And has decided they really need some of the business basics, that maybe they aren't ready for an MBA, or maybe they don't think maybe they will ever get an MBA, but they want the basics, and they also have an appreciation for the importance of being able to use data.
Okay, and what is the maximum amount of work experience, or is there a maximum amount of work experience that you would consider?
There's no maximum, however, you know, it's definitely not for mid-career or more senior.
Right.
Professionals, I would recommend that they look at executive programs, whether it's degree or non-degree, open enrollment or, you know, whatever.
Well, NYU Stern actually has an executive program in analytics, doesn't it? I think it has one of the first programs.
It was.
Yeah.
MS Analytics, which is a great program, and it's much more analytics intensive. Right. And interestingly, for that program, we get many inquiries from people who have very little work experience and want something a little less intensely technical, and who want something online, which is at least part of what this is. And
so here you'll also get part of the genesis for this program, those inquiries?
One of many.
Can you describe the application process for the MSQM?
It's very much like the application process for our MBA. We ask many of the similar questions: academic background, professional background, accomplishments. There one required essay in which we ask for that plan and why this fits in to their life plan, at least at this point. Mm-hmm. There's an optional essay, which they can use to tell us anything else they think we should know or they just want us to know. So that's optional. A recommendation really looks very much like an MBA application.
Okay. Is there a video component?
No. Some applicants will be invited to interview. That's usually when we're not 100% sure that the fit is going to be right. It may be somebody with a little more experience. We want to make sure they understand what they'd be getting themselves into and be a productive part of the cohort.
Right.
But most will be admitted without an interview.
So an interview is not required, right?
Yeah.
And would the interview be online like the program or would it be in person?
Either one.
Okay. How does the MSQM differ from an MBA with a focus on analytics or NYU Stern's MS in Business Analytics for Experienced Professionals? Well, obviously one difference certainly with the latter program is the amount of experience, but you address that somewhat in terms of its intensity.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if somebody were to go for an MBA with a focus on data analytics, how will that differ from the MSQM?
Okay. Other than that, our MBA students all have work experience. Right. They'll get the same core base as our MBA core they will essentially get, and mm-hmm. some additional courses that in our current MBA program are electives, but most students take them anyway, just considered basics. It is lockstep, so they have no electives, so that's a big difference.
Right.
So if it's a student who really wants to explore one or more functional areas like finance or marketing or operations, they will not have an opportunity to do that here. They will only have the basic course in that subject.
And there's obviously the whole residential versus online aspect.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's a big, big one. Right.
And it's half the number of credits. It's half the courses. So it won't take as much time out of their lives.
Now, what if somebody does the MSQM and then in 2 or 3 years says, you know what, I really wish I would have done the MBA. Can mm-hmm. they go back to Stern and obviously apply and get credit for the MSQM?
Mm. They can apply and they can get into the program. They can't get credit if they've already been granted the degree. This is actually a rule we're kind of stuck with. However, if they want to make the transition before their MSQM has been granted, and they can apply to the program, and if they're admitted, then we will transfer all of their credits.
Got it. So if while they're in the program, they could potentially do that. I see. Okay. I didn't realize that. All right.
And that's one of the reasons for making the application process very similar, is we don't want to admit people to the MSQM who, a year or so down the road, if they've done well in the program, we would not consider admitting to Langone, which is the
right. Right. So they wouldn't go into the full-time program. They would go into the part-time program.
They go into the part-time program. The full-time program is a very cohort-based program. It is not designed for working professionals who are the target of the MSQM.
Got it. What size do you anticipate for the inaugural class of 2020 in the MSQM? And what do you see going forward?
We're capping the first class at 50. Because we want to remain nimble. It's the first time we're doing this, so a smaller group means that we can adjust on the fly if necessary. We always do a lot of experimenting. We like to make that possible. Ultimately, I don't think we'll have cohorts larger than 50, but we might have multiple cohorts.
Got it. All right. Do you anticipate other online programs at NYU Stern?
Well, we have 5 online certificate programs already.
Right.
And we will develop at least a couple more of those in the next year or so. An online MBA, which is usually what people really want to know about, Not clear. It seems unlikely at this point. However, we are already using online content as for prerequisites for the MBA program and primers to help people get their feet wet. We've started having hybrid courses, so kind of flipping the classroom using the online content for that. And we may offer some fully online electives to our MBA.
Right. Are you thinking of having some like online primers for entrance to the MSQM, especially if they come from a non-quantitative background? Or
yes, in fact, we have one, a math prep that they will have the opportunity to take.
All right. Now, at the time this show airs, the next and last application deadline for the entering class, the inaugural class, will be May 15. And that will start in August, so there's not a lot of time. Any advice for those interested in the MSQM and starting this August?
Finish your application and get
it in. Get it in, yeah. Has been the initial response? Do you have any applications already?
We don't have completed applications. We only launched on the 13th.
Right.
But we have plenty started applications.
And it's by the way, when this is, we're recording this on February 25th because it'll air in several weeks. So you only have started applications. Okay.
Started applications. We have many inquiries. We've already had conversations with, I don't know, 40 or 50 people. So there's a lot of interest.
That's great.
Very exciting.
And what about those planning ahead for next year? How can they prepare? What would you like to see them kind of come in with next fall? Because that'll be a very different kind of application cycle. You know, you'll already be established. You'll have a class enrolled, you know, not to mention in 2 years. When you'll have graduated. Well, not quite graduated, but getting close. Getting close.
Yeah. Well, what I would say is you take the GMAT or the GRE, and if you don't like your score, study and take it again, because we want you to get in.
Will you take the highest one?
We always take the highest one. We don't look at any others.
Okay.
Only look at the highest. Be thoughtful about your reasons and, you know, take some time on your essay. If you don't have a math background and you want your life to be a little bit easier, you could brush up there. It wouldn't be part of the admission process, but it might make your life easier later on.
Sure. What do you think is the most exciting part of this program for you? It seems to me like you're almost giving birth to a child here. But what is the most
I feel very much that way.
Yeah, all right. What is the most exciting part of the program for you?
Well, it is exciting to have combined these three different characteristics into a unique program. But the part that has been most exciting to me is we have signed up faculty for this program who are among the best at Stern. And they are all very excited to go through the process of developing online courses, which is a really different enterprise from what many of them have done before. And we have an in-house learning science lab, the whole team, experts in educational technology and learning science, and we have our own in-house film studio. So we're producing all of these ourselves. And it takes about 3 months from beginning to end to produce a course. For the first about 8 weeks, the faculty work very closely with our educational technologists, learning designers, on taking their learning objectives and exploring the tools that are available to achieve them, which will be different from the face-to-face tools. But the process means that
give me an example?
Well, we've got video, and we've got in-video quizzing, which is you watch a video for a while. Sometimes it's someone speaking, or sometimes it's an animation, and then it stops, and you're asked a question to track whether you're following. And then it goes back to the video. So that's one example. We have opportunities to self-assess in the lesson. A lot of practice exercises, obviously some normal things like reading. Discussion forums, which students can use asynchronously, which gives them more of a chance to be thoughtful about their interactions. In a classroom, it's, you know, the hand goes up and it's whatever came into your mind. But with an asynchronous discussion, It ends up being more thoughtful, especially if it's designed well. So we're excited about creating courses and a program that is just as good as a face-to-face program, just different. Right. So you've got a different set of tools, but we can accomplish very much the same thing.
No commuting.
No commuting.
No commuting. No travel.
Just twice.
Twice, right, for the immersions. Right. And my daughter did an online master's, but she did it about 10 years ago. And it had nothing to do with business, nothing to do with quantitative, anything. She was interested in a very niche topic. It was offered very far away from where she was living, and she decided to enroll. And she was actually living at home at the time. But it wasn't what you're describing. It was watching people lecture basically via video.
Yeah.
And obviously there's been enormous development in this whole online learning area, so that it's become much more interactive, much more engaging. I mean, she did it. She completed the program, but it wasn't an engaging educational experience. She was an adult. She was motivated, and she did it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's been a tremendous amount of learning, and that was my first exposure too. We'd rented a room in our house to a young woman,
really?
Master's across the country, and I would watch her log in and sit there quietly for an hour and a half and listen to somebody lecture.
Yeah, talking head.
We've come a long way. Not all programs have come a long way, but if you do it well, it can be a great experience.
Right. You talked about animations, videos, interactivity, forums. What happens if somebody gets stuck on something, a concept?
We have teaching fellows the same way if they got stuck. In fact, the teaching fellows will be more available than they often are with a face-to-face class.
True.
And the other nice thing about online is if you don't get the concept the first time the professor says it in class, you can go back and watch the video again.
That's true.
And we're building a lot of exercises and practice opportunities into each course, which gives you better odds of grasping it.
Right. Yeah. What is the most frequently asked question about the program that surprised you since you announced the MSQM?
I was completely surprised that a number of people asked, will it say online on my diploma and my transcript? And that's because it will not, which is reassuring to them. But what I hope will be even more reassuring to them is it will be just as good. In some ways better, but it will be different. We've got different tools, same learning objectives, and it's quite clear that we can accomplish them. So someday I hope online won't imply inferior.
Okay. Well, it won't imply what my daughter's experience was. Right. What question would you like to answer that I didn't ask?
Oh, gosh, you did a great job. You asked all my favorite questions.
All right, what question would you not like that I not like to answer?
No. I honestly can't think of anything. You gave me an opportunity to say all my favorite things about the program.
Okay, great. And you provided a wonderful responses and a lot of information. So thank you very much for joining me today, Dr. Korfman. I really enjoyed learning about NYU Stern's Masters of Science in Quantitative Management. And we discussed earlier the URL where people can learn more, and I'll also link to it from the show notes. The URL is stern.nyu.edu/online MSQM. And again, if you didn't jot that down because it doesn't roll off the tongue real fast, then we will link to it from accepted.com/306. Listener, thank you too for joining us. You'll find links in the show notes, as I said, accepted.com/306 to both the MSQM as well as to 5 Fatal Flaws to Avoid in Your Grad School Statement of Purpose and related resources and podcasts. Listener, thank you too for tuning in to this, our 306th episode. If you find the show helpful or worthwhile, subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcatcher you prefer. So don't miss anything and subscribe. You can find subscribe links at, you guessed it, accepted.com/306. This is Mission Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.